Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire.
Refreshing glory.
lift that hand and we see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy.
God bless you all on today. I tell you, that's a powerful song right there. Rain down on us by Ernest Pugh. Let your glory fill this place. How many are looking for God's glory to fill their lives, to fill their presence, to fill their families, to fill their loved ones, to fill this nation? Hallelujah, truly. If there ever was a time when we needed God to rain on us, it is today. It is the day that we're living in. People, we're living in perilous times. And Jesus is soon to come. And truly, I don't want him to catch me with my work undone. Hallelujah. So I admonish you all today to be ever mindful of Jesus coming. He says, I'm coming as a thief in the night. No man know the day or the hour. Hallelujah. You know when that thief come in, you don't know when he's coming. It's a surprise. Well, Jesus ain't surprising us because he already had it in his word. He said, I'm coming when you think not. Hallelujah. So it behooves us to get ourselves ready. I'm looking for the latter rain. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for the latter rain. Amen. We like to greet each and every one of you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in once again to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. And I tell you, I have been having a high time in the Lord. I tell you, I love the Lord. Hey, I don't need no crowd of folks. When I think on the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me, that's enough. I don't need nobody but me and the Lord, because he know all about me. He know my private thoughts. He know my secrets. He know the things I don't want others to know about. He knows everything there is about me. And that's the same way that he knows of you. Hallelujah. He said nothing is hidden from him. He said, I know the hairs on your head. Every one of them, I've counted them, and I know where they're supposed to fall. Ah, you know these women, when we try to put our different hairdos together, the Lord say, I don't care what kind of hairdo you put together. I know who you are. You can look like Marilyn Monroe. You can look like Cleopatra. But God say, I know who you are, Adrian. Ah, hey, glory. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, and I'm just so happy to see the wonderful angel that's on the line that wrote that song. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. And I'm going to go to First Lady Carol right now, and I'm going to ask her to open up with I'm just so happy. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be happy. And it's a wonderful thing to have people in your lives that you know love the Lord. You know, and if they love the Lord, they can't help but love you, because that love that they have for their Father, it should illuminate. It should shed abroad. And I thank God for this wonderful, powerful, anointed, awesome woman of God. I call her an angel from heaven, because she has an angelic voice, and I just love listening to her. I love her spirit. Ah, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something about people, and then I'm going to let First Lady Carol opened up. You know, everybody's not going to like you. Now, the accolades I'm bestowing upon First Lady today, I'm doing it because guess what? She and I have a relationship. We have began to know one another. So therefore, I can say nothing but good about her. Because guess what? I know nothing but good. She shows me nothing but good. Amen. But I'm showing her lifespan of living 60 plus years. I'm showing everybody that our path that she crossed didn't have the same words of expression that I have uttered today. I know there's some haters out there. I know there's somebody that may not like the way you look. They may not like the way you talk. They don't even like the way you praise God. But I'm telling you, honey, if you fall in love with Jesus, hallelujah, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. I'll turn every hater into a celebrator. Amen. Amen. So I just love the Lord today. I'm just having a little fun because I'm happy. I don't know about you. I didn't get on this line in the dead minister clip with a hung down hate. I came on with some joy. I came on with some expectancy. I came on with a mind to do nothing but give God some praise. And in the midst of that, we want to encourage somebody. We want to enlighten somebody. We want to let you to know that serving God is not in vain. Serving God will pay off. Amen. So we're going to ask First Lady Carol to open up with the word of prayer. God bless you, First Lady.
God bless you, woman of God, and all those that are on the line. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus, Father, we just praise your name. We praise you for the God that you are, our Father, who art in heaven. Holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us, Father God, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Father God, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever is yours, Father God. Father, we just thank you. And we release your creative gift of power in our lives, Father God. Father, we speak to change the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, Father God, to sustain and to pull down the strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that sets itself up against your spirit, against your kingdom, against your power, against your might, Father God. Father, we release creative words of your word in our lives and in the atmosphere, Father God. We release healing, Father God, to those that are crippled in their body, in their minds, Father God, in their situations. Father, we release healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak for reestablishment of your kingdom in the name of Jesus, your principles, your status, your statutes and what you have placed before us, how to go out before your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, to reestablish your kingdom laws and your covenant with this earth realm, Father God, we speak power, Father God. We speak of shifting. We speak of definitely shifting in the atmosphere of dimensions, of spiritual dimensions, Father God, and elevations. Father God, we cancel out right now, even as we speak, Father God, and we speak life in the name of Jesus. To all those that are listening, those that are in this, God, we speak life and deliverance. We cancel out all sickness, all the foreign parts of the devil, all satanic powers in the name of Jesus, all assignments against your people, Father God, and thank you for this life, for destiny, new destiny. We thank you for this life.
All right. Hey, it's okay. We're not even going to entertain that. I don't know what happened to First Lady Carol, but I still see her on the line, and we're still going forward in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're still going forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries. We want to get our announcement out the way real fast. And I tell you, we're just excited about next week. Next week is our True Fellowship Conference 2012. And it will be held here in Stockton, California at Christ Redeeming Center at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton. The pastor is none other than Dr. Kenneth Burford. And we're looking to have a high time in the Lord. I tell you, we have Dr. Winston Singleton of Great Enrichment Ministries of Los Angeles, California. We have Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Praying Compassion Ministries. We also have Pastor Ashton Adams of the Circle of Love Ministries. And Dr. Kenneth Burford will be also one of our conference speakers. We have a business opportunity meeting that's going to be presented by Evangelist Doris Campbell, who is the Senior Vice President with Five Link Enterprise. You don't want to miss that. Amen. Along with Sister Dorothy Screen. Amen. We're just going to have a marvelous time. So if you have not made your reservation, confirm that you're coming, please call me at area code 209-271-8735 and confirm that you will be in attendance. The Friday night service starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Saturday, we're having a luncheon and a host of seminars, and you don't want to miss this conference. I tell you, it's something for the young and the old and those in between. Amen, amen. We just thank you again for tuning in. I tell you, I did not have anything, but as I began to just consult God and talk with him, I said, Lord, what are you saying? What would you have us to talk about this week? And we all know that we were in the week of Thanksgiving, and everybody is getting ready to sit at their dinner tables with their family and their friends and feast on the turkey and all the trimmings. So last week we were talking about giving thanks. But this week the Lord said, you know, Adrian, he said, you know, sometimes my people forget. He said, sometimes they forget what I've already done for them. So I want you to remind them this week, hey, I want you to put them in remembrance. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? And he said, the Spirit spoke and said, what is the name of your broadcast? And I said, it's New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. And the Lord said, that's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to have a time of reflection because, he said, we're about to go over into a new year. And he said, some of my people that have made some promises to me this year, they have not fulfilled those promises. But guess what? He said, if they would just acknowledge me, the Lord said, if they would just acknowledge me and come to me straightforward, don't try to hide. Don't try to push it in the corner or leave it in the closet. He said, be real with me. Have an honest conversation with me and cry out to me and say, Lord, there were some things in my heart that I wanted to do this year for the kingdom of God, but I was not able to accomplish them, Lord. So if you would just grant me some mercy, Lord God, give me some grace and some mercy, Lord God, and I promise you, Lord, next year I will do better. He said, but if they don't have a conversation with me, he said, I'm not going to be happy. He said, I won't be pleased. And guess what? To cross over into another year, you don't want no old baggage. Hallelujah. You won't leave all that old stuff behind you because you're looking for something new. You're looking for something exciting. You're looking for God to do some new things. How many know that God, hallelujah, God is a God of freshness. He's a God of alertness. He is a God of new beginnings. Amen, amen. So I said, Lord, well, would you? And when he began to talk to me, I pulled out my log. He said, I want you to remind them that I have a record. And I did part one yesterday, so I'm going on with part two. He said, I want you to remind them and tell them to never forget that I have a record on each and every one of them. Hallelujah. And he said, every word that have gone forth across this Blog Talk Radio, he said, I have it on record. And he said, guess what? Don't worry about anything happening to my record. Hallelujah. Because he said, I have my angels. Hallelujah. I have assigned angels to my records. Hallelujah. Nobody will be able to stand before me and accuse me of not being a just God. Nobody will be able to stand before me and accuse me of being an unrighteous God. Nobody will be able to stand before me and accuse me of not being merciful, of not being loving, of not being kind. He said, I have a record. Hallelujah. I said, yes, Lord, and I hear you. Hallelujah, tell him that I hear him. Hey, glory to God. Hold on. Somebody call him, but it's okay. But I began to talk to the Lord. God, what are you saying? He said, I want you to go back to December when you got on this Blog Talk Radio. And he said, every subject that you had, I gave it to you. Hallelujah. I know some of them you thought you came up with them on your own, but he said, I gave them to you. And I began to pull out the log, people of God, and this is how the Lord is going to do. He's going to pull out his record on you. God is going to pull out the record on you, and you're not going to be, there won't be no excuses. You won't be able to say, Lord, my mama kept me from doing it. My children kept me from doing it. My grandchildren kept me from doing it. The Lord going to say, I gave you an opportunity. I gave you chances upon chances, and you did not adhere. Hallelujah. So as I begin to just talk with the Lord, Lord, what are you saying? He said, go back and go over every subject that I've given you this past year. He said, because this year is about to come to an end. Hallelujah. And we still forever learning, but never coming into the truth, never coming into the knowledge of what you really have for our lives. So as I begin to look, let me get it right now, and I ain't going back because I did part one yesterday. Those of you that didn't hear part one, I'm telling you, go back into the archives and listen from yesterday, because the Lord is still talking. And I say, our first subject matter on this broadcast was December the 9th. Next month, a day after our conference, we will be commemorating, but I'm also going to commemorate and celebrate that one-year anniversary in this conference. Amen. The first lesson was unity in the body. And I said, my God, unity in the body. That was the first message that God gave us on this radio broadcast. And guess what? We still don't have no unity. We're still fighting. Hallelujah. About the baptism, about the Godhead, about our clothing, about our apparel. When are we going to tell somebody that Jesus lives? When are we going to tell somebody that Jesus saves to the utmost? When are we going to get up off our do-nothing stool and do something for the Lord, something substantial, something that's going to impact the world, something that's going to impact souls to bring them into the kingdom? So we covered all of those subjects on yesterday, and I won't go back today. But we stopped that, you know, no shut up. We stopped that call to serve. That was the last subject that I dealt with on yesterday, call to serve. And I began to talk about how these pastors and these leaders want to be served. But Jesus said, the the one that wants to be the greatest, let him, let him be the servant. Hey, glory to God. We got it twisted, baby. We don't need nobody to come and wash our feet. Jesus told Peter, if I don't wash your feet, hey, you can't sup with me. You can't abide with me. And we had that something too, abide in the vine. Oh, we stopped on call to serve. But today, we're going to start at that next one after call to serve. That next lesson that we had was faith on trial. Have your faith been on trial this week, this year? I don't know about you, but my faith has been on trial. Hallelujah. There's been many nights I have cried. There's been many nights I didn't know how I was going to see my way. Oh, but my faith was on trial. Hallelujah. And guess what? Every time my faith was tried, I was exonerated. Not because of no goodness of my own, but because the mercies of the Lord, I was exonerated and found not guilty. Hallelujah. Then we went back, and we went back to the power of prayer. How many been praying? You all were on the line when we heard Prophetess Harrison talked about the power of prayer. She talked about the effectiveness of prayer. She talked about putting on a special garment. Hallelujah. Do you all remember that? I remember these lessons as though God gave them to me yesterday. I remember every one of them, and I remember the speakers that expounded on these subjects. Oh, don't tell me God ain't a good God. And she talked about the power of prayer. Then we went on to fear, the acronym F-E-A-R. And we said, what does that mean? What does that stand for? Well, we define F-E-A-R, fear, as false evidence appearing real. And we had that subject matter for 2 weeks. How many know that the devil is walking around like a roaring lion? He's walking around as a roaring lion. Oh, baby, but you ain't got to back down to the devil. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let him poke you. Don't let him intimidate you, because he has a roaring lion. Hallelujah, but you have power to put it under your feet. Hallelujah. David, the man of God, when he was chosen to be the king, the Lord brought up, the Lord allowed Samuel to go to David's father's house, and all of David's brothers paraded before Samuel, and he said, no, they're not the one. He said, do you have another one? He said, yes, but he's the youngest. He's out there tending to the sheep. Samuel said, call him on in here. Call him on in here. So to make a long story short, when David got ready to fight and stand against Goliath, King Saul said, you can't stand against that giant, David. And David had to remind him. He had to tell him the story. He didn't tell the story to his mother. He didn't tell the story to his brothers. But he told it to King Saul. He said, look, King, let me tell you something about me. I know I'm young. And I'm a small stature, but he told him, he said, when the bear came and when the lion came, I killed them both. Hallelujah. And he said, the same way the Lord gave me power and strength to kill that bear and that lion, that's the same way he gonna give me the strength and the power to kill this Philistine that is blaspheming the army of God. Don't tell me God won't come to your rescue. God don't look at stature. God looks at your heart. And he said David was a man after God's own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. How many want the Lord to have that testimony? How many want the Lord to have that in your record about you? Hallelujah. Then we went on. We're talking about false evidence appearing real. Hey, you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't be afraid. Don't back down. Jesus said, if I be with you, I'm more than the world is against you. Then we went on to recharge, recommit, and rededicate. Many of you that's on the line today have been with us from the beginning, and some came in the middle of the year. Hallelujah. But you all remember all these subject matters. God did not give us these subject matters, Evangelist Doris, for naught. Do you think God gave you a message for naught? He said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. He said, it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. So we went to recharge, recommit, and rededicate. What does the word re mean? It means to do it again, do it over. So guess what? Sometimes we need to recharge. Hey, we all get, this flesh get weak. And if you're a person that says, oh, I'm already glorified, I got it made, well, you're alive from the pit. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. But every day has not been promised that it was going to be smooth. And you weren't going to feel no effects of what was going around you, going on around you, because we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We have been chosen. We're chosen vessels. Hallelujah. We're marked. We have the mark of the beast already. Hallelujah. We have not the mark of the beast. We have the mark of our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Talking about recharge. Recharge yourself. Recommit yourself. Rededicate yourself. If you haven't done what God has required of you to do this year, I am telling you today that it's not too late. Recharge, recommit, and rededicate your life. Then we went on to generational curses, and we asked the question, generational curses, are they real? Hi, I'm here to tell you they are real, but you don't have to be, let them be alive and real in your life. God has given you power, power to tread on serpents, power to denounce every curse, every word curse that has been spoken over you, every word curse that has been spoken over your family. You don't have to receive it. You don't have to accept it. In the name of Jesus. Then we went on. We were dealt with that about 2 weeks. Then we went on to friend or foe. Are you a friend of Jesus or are you a foe? If you a foe, guess what? Your works gonna find you out. Sooner or later, you're going to tell a lie and you're going to slip. Hallelujah. And then God's going to reveal you. He's going to expose you. The cover's going to come off. Are you a friend or foe? Hallelujah. Then we went on to what is an abomination. And we talked about the six things over in Proverbs. We talked about the six things that the Lord hates. And seventh is an abomination. That seventh one is a discord sower. He that sowed discord among the brethren, God is not pleased with you. Hallelujah. So you better repent. You see, Judas, he had a chance. God gave him a chance to repent. Hallelujah. Jesus gave him some space to repent, but he wouldn't repent because his heart was dark and evil. Don't let your heart get darker. What is an abomination? We talked about that thing. What is an abomination? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is saying today, he says, stir up your pure mind. And as I went to 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'm going to read this for you. Chapter 3. Hey, glory to God. I bless you today, Lord. Hey, God, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Chapter 1 says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. That's what God is telling you all today. He says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? I'm saying today is December the 27th, 2012. We started the new year out with a 21-day fast. Some of you all on the line from the Circle of Love, a Blog Talk Radio, get on every morning at 6 in the morning. We went on this fast. Prophetess Harrison called it and invited us to join her, and we went on a 21-day fast. And I know you all made some commitments. You made some vows to the Lord, but you have not honored them. But God said, that's all right. He's not angry with you, but he's giving you space. He's giving you an opportunity to repent and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to do better next year. I'm going to try my hardest to fulfill every obligation, every commitment, every vow, everything that I told you I would do. I'm going to stay true to it. But you got to stir up your pure mind. You got to remember where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. You got to remember when you didn't have nothing this year, when you thought you was going to be put outdoors, when you couldn't meet your mortgage, when you couldn't pay your car note, when you couldn't put the things that you used to put on your table for your family, when business looked small, Sister Doris, and nobody was coming in the shop. You had to fall on your knees, or you had to go in your secret closet and lay prostrate and have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. When you have that time with Jesus, when you give him some quality time, God saying he'll answer. He will come in and he'll sup with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we got to kick back on the firing line. Hallelujah. We got to fire up. Get fired up for Jesus. We got to let nothing separate us from the love of God. We got to call those things that's not as though they are. Sometimes you're going to get weaker. Sometimes you're going to get disappointed. Sometimes you will be frustrated. Sometimes you will let this flesh react to something. Oh, but I tell you, you got to stir up your pure mind. You got to remember from whence you came. Oh, I bless him today. Hey, I bless him today because God has performed in my life everything that he said he would do. He has done it. The only things haven't been done. They have not been done because of my slowfulness. Because of my laziness. But everything that God promised you, he said, I'll bring it to pass. All you got to do is call on me. All you got to do is be diligent in the things that I have given you to do. See, we got to be diligent. For the Lord said he is a rewarder that diligently seek him. Hey, I bless him today. Hallelujah. So after what is an abomination, we went on and we closing out the year. The next subject matter was abide in the vine. Jesus said, hallelujah, abide in the vine. He's going to keep them. Hallelujah. He said, he is the husbandman. Hallelujah. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth more fruit. How many fruit have you brought in? How many fruit have you brought in? Hallelujah. How many people have you invited to the prayer service? How many people have you invited to come on this line and hear the word of God? Not to say, they ain't coming on to hear me, but they're coming on to hear a word from the Lord. We have had prophets from West Africa on this line. We have had bishops from West Africa on this line. We have people on this line from all over the country that have came and gave a word, apostles, prophets. prophetess, ministers, evangelists, sisters and brothers in Christ. We've had them all on this line. Hallelujah. So the Lord is saying today, I have a record, Adrian. I have a record. Abide in the vine. That was week before last. And last week, we had love lifted me. Hey, love lifted me. How many know that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. God is calling. God is calling for us to do better. Hallelujah. The Bible says, to him that know to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. Hallelujah. God is going to hold us responsible. So this week, as I begin to ask the Lord what to talk about, he said, I've been talking all year. And he said, some of them still haven't heard me. Some of us come on this line faithfully. Hallelujah. We have not made any changes in our lives. We have not made any adjustments. We got the same old mentality, the same mindset we had in 2011. We brought it over in 2012, and we declared, we told the Lord that we were going to do better, but we haven't done better. We told the Lord everything we were supposing in our heart, proposing in our heart to do. What did you propose to do? Hallelujah. Yes, let me tell you, and I'll be the first one to confess, I haven't done everything that was in my heart to do for the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm asking them, be merciful to me, Lord. Give me another chance. If you allow me to cross over to next year, I'm going to do better, Lord. Hallelujah. And then, you know, as I begin to reflect upon on November the 9th, when my car did a hydroplane, that could have been it for me. That could have been it for me. My works would have ceased. Hallelujah. I didn't have no more opportunity. But I tell you, while I was holding on to that wheel, I was calling on Jesus. I said, Lord, if this is the end, I'm going out calling on you. I'm going out giving you some praise. I'm going out believing that you are God that never fails. I'm going out, hallelujah, calling on you. And as that car began to spin around, oh, the Lord said, hey, it ain't over, baby. You still got work to do. It ain't over, baby. You still got a family that needs to be saved. It ain't over, baby. You got friends and relatives that need to be saved. They need to hear your voice. They need to know that I have set you up, and I have called you for such a time as this. Oh, he said, a world is going to hear. They're going to hear your voice, and they're going to know, hallelujah, that I called you to serve me, that I called you to be a witness, not a witness for LeBron James, but a witness for Jesus Christ, because he's the only superstar that I'm going to reverence. He's the only superstar that I'm going to clap for. He's the only superstar, hallelujah, that I'm going to deny this flesh for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're talking about a time of reflection. And I tell you, I know folks don't like to say the Lord. They don't like people to say the Lord said it. Hallelujah. And I'm very careful about saying what the Lord has said. Hallelujah. Because I know God's voice. You might not know it, but I spend some time with God. And I know when Adrian's blessed. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost said, the Lord said, wait a minute. The Lord said, we know not what to pray for as we ought. Sister Ruby, but he said the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us. How does the Holy Ghost make intercession, Evangelist Doris? The Holy Ghost make it intercession because he knows the deepness. He knows the depth. He knows the intents of our heart because God searches the heart. He searches the heart. He knows what's in there. He knows what you need to pray for. Sometimes we ask him for a house, and the Lord said, you need more love. Sometimes we ask him for a new wardrobe, And the Lord said you need to forgive. Sometimes we're asking for a new car. Hallelujah. And the Lord said you need to humble yourself. Sometimes we're asking, oh, Lord, let me go here, let me go there. He said, you haven't even went to the place I told you to go to last week. I told you to go to the nursing home. I told you to go to the homeless shelter. Uh-huh. He said, I told you to go down there to the bus station. I told you to give out some tracts. I told you to make a bulletin. Uh-huh. I told you to give a special love offering. Uh-huh. I told you to do all that, but you ignored it. Hallelujah. So he said, when you that in the day that the trouble comes, he said, I'm going to mock you the way you mock me. He said, you're going to call on me. Hallelujah. You're going to hear a voice echoing in the background. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. And then the voice going to come back, and it's going to say, Lord, help me. And I'm not going to be nowhere around. Hallelujah. Because he said, my spirit is not going to always thrive with me. I'm telling you, people, don't do what I do. Do what God has called you to do, because we all got a ministry. We all have a ministry. Your ministry might not be mine, but you better seek the Lord. And you ask God every day, Lord, what do you want from me? What can I do to please you today? What can I do to bring a smile to your face? What can I do to serve your people today, God? Hallelujah. We've been called to serve. And that's our last touch. Oh, God, go back in the archives and listen to the other ones. All you that been on the line from the inception of this broadcast, I salute you today. I salute you today because it took some stamina. It took some strength. It took some willpower. It took some love. It took some tears. Hallelujah. It took some blood, sweat, and tears. Hallelujah. To make a sacrifice every day to get on this line. And I ain't boasting in myself, but I'm going to tell you this. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. It's nothing in my life, nothing that I have that I value more than my relationship with God. I don't value my relationship with my biological mother more so than I value my relationship with God. I highly esteem my Lord and Savior, because if it was not for him, he wouldn't allow my mother to even birth me. I was birthed on the steps. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm out here. That's why I'm out here. That's why I'm a renegade. I'm going everywhere I got to go for the Lord. I ain't afraid of the outdoors. I ain't afraid of the cold. I ain't afraid of the thugs and the thieves and the robbers. Because guess what? I take the Lord along with me everywhere I go. And I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. I remember I got robbed twice in 1 year. First got robbed at the ATM, then got robbed and they took my Mercedes Benz from me. But guess what? The Lord said, hallelujah, I didn't allow them to take your life. He gave me a check and paid me for that one that they took. Hallelujah, and he held back debt. Do you know I won't die? Do you know I can't give up now? Do you know I done came too far? I've suffered too many things. I've cried too many tears. Hallelujah, to let go of God now, I would be a foolish woman. I would be like the five foolish virgins. Hallelujah, that to let their lamp go out, let their oil, hallelujah, run low, and then they want to come and borrow something from the wise virgin. We can't be foolish today. Yes, it's good to give. Yes, it's good to receive. Yes, it's good to do some good deeds. Hallelujah, because what faith without works is dead. So we can't always talk about what we're going to do. We got to get out here and do it. We got to get out here and do it. Do it. Time is slipping away, people. Time is not on our side. It's not on our side. What are we going to do? Are we going to be like the servants who master went on a long trip and he gave them some talents? He gave one five, he gave another one two, and he gave another one one. And the one that had five increased. The one that had two increased. But the wicked, slothful servant that had the one, he hid the master's coin in the ground. Ah, and then told the master, when the master asked him, say, why didn't you take my money and put it to the usury? Go put it in the bank where I could draw some interest. You're going to take my money and put it in the ground. He said, throw him out, both hand and foot. He said, you wicked, slothful servant. What are we doing? Do we want God to say that about us? Well, if we're not doing what God has called us to do, I tell you, it's time. The Lord told me today, yesterday, he said, a time of reflection. You know, we was doing a time of reflection. Sister Ruby reminded me, and she really, well, sometimes we need our memory job a little bit. And we were doing a time of reflection in the early inception of this radio broadcast. And we would have two people to come on. Well, one sometimes, we started out with one. Then we would double up as the line increased. But, you know, we've gotten slower. And let me tell you, I'm not rebuking anybody. But I know one thing. If you want something you've never had, you got to do something you've never done. Hallelujah. That's the only way you're going to achieve something that you never had. You got to do something that you never done. So we've gotten slower. I'm on this line sometime by myself. But that's all right. The Lord got a record on me, and he got a record on you. Yes, we got a family. Yes, we have obligations. Yes, we have jobs. Some of us are retired, though. Hallelujah. So you know what? The Lord is keeping a record. He's keeping a record. You know my favorite sport? My favorite sport is basketball. I love basketball. I watch basketball 24/7 if I keep my eyes open. 24/7, and I just love it how they run up and down the court, and oh, after they dunk on somebody, they start pounding on their chest like, oh, I am the man. Well, look at God. When we look at God, and we begin to get in this game of life, when you have made a decision and you have made a choice to follow Jesus, then guess what? You need to be excited. Hallelujah. You need to be running for Jesus like these athletes do. You need to be pounding your chest. When you see some manifestation of some of your prayers answered, you should be pounding in your chest. All right, go ahead and go. God heard your prayer. Cheerlead for yourself. I spoke a message in December at a church, and I said, prophesy to yourself. Speak life to yourself. We always want to tell somebody about what the Lord going to do for them. Well, what is he doing for you? Have he done anything different for you? Have he elevated you? Have he given you any peace? Have he given you any joy? Oh, people of God, it's time to reflect. This is a time of reflection. It's time to reflect upon God's goodness. Haven't he been a good God to you? I may not have been the best person. Hallelujah. I may not have treated you right. But I can tell you this, you can't accuse God. Because God has been a good God. He's been a provider. He's been a protector. He's been a way maker. He's been a bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. He see our tears. He know the intents of our heart. He know when people do us wrong. He know when they stand to lie our name. He knows it all, people. You know about you? Hallelujah. But I'm confident today. Hallelujah. Because I know serving God is going to pay off. I didn't invest 28 years of my life. I came in this thing as a young woman. And all I wanted to do was make a better life for my children. All I wanted to do was come out. I came out of the streets to do all this. Oh, hallelujah. But you know, destiny, God already had destiny on me when I was in my one mother's womb. The Lord already knew who I would be. I didn't know who I was, but God knew who I was. Hallelujah. God know who you are. We can't hide from God. Hallelujah. I thank him when I lost my daughter and lost my son in a matter of ways, I could have backslid. I could have took an overdose and killed my crazy self. But the Lord said, no, daughter, I got work for you to do. I got work for you to do. It ain't over for you yet. You got 5 children that you got to raise. You got to train them up in the fear of the Lord. It ain't over for you yet. Hallelujah. Some of us have gotten up in age, and we feel like it's over for us. We feel like we don't have anything else to contribute. But I'm here to serve notice to the devil today. If you still got life in your body, if you still got legs to walk, if you still got arms to write and hands to write, eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak, God is still able to use you. But you got to tell the Lord, Lord, use me. I want to be used. I don't want to die without fulfilling my purpose. I don't want to die without giving you my all. Lord, I want to reflect upon your goodness. I want to stir up my pure mind. Oh, God, I want to remember where you brought me from. I was in a horrible pit one day, and you pulled me out. Hallelujah. You didn't cause me to be the governor like Job. Hallelujah. But you caused me to rise up. You caused me to shine. Oh, when people turned their back on me. Oh, hallelujah. When I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. When I didn't know how I was going to be able to provide for 5 children. Oh, when I tell you a better day is come. Hallelujah, a better day is come. I don't have 5 at my house anymore. I'm only responsible for 1.5. And I say 1.5 because 1 will be 18 in May next year. Hallelujah, in the state of Georgia gave me guardianship until it turned 18. I got another 2.5 more years to go with. Don't tell me God won't provide. Don't tell me he won't take care of you. Don't tell me he won't make a way out of no way. Don't tell me he won't preserve you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No health insurance, but God keep me healthy. No dental, but I don't have to go to the dentist. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God won't provide, but you have to reflect upon his goodness. You got to think on his goodness. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. Oh, no. God will fulfill every promise that he promised you. Oh, I'm sweating now. I'm sweating all my hair back. I'm getting back in the flesh now. I feel this heat because I'm anointed. Jesus, hallelujah. The prophecy. I've been anointed to preach the gospel. To bring good tidings. Hallelujah. To preach, freedom to the captives. God, to go into the low parts of the earth. Hallelujah, and recover. Hallelujah, go back and get all of those souls that's in captivity. Oh, we got to work to do, people. It ain't over with you. Some ain't crossed over. I look at the young man, my grandson's son, a friend, lost his mother at 43 years old. Oh, she left home on a Sunday morning. She didn't know that was her last day. Our children didn't know that was the last time they were going to see her. Hallelujah, but she dead today. Oh, don't let it be said too late. Whatever you're going to do for the Lord, rise up and do it. Don't worry about folks who talk about you. Don't worry about people who don't like you. They don't like you for a reason. Because Jesus said, we all going to be hated for his name's sake. We going to be hated of all men. They going to hate us. Didn't they persecute Jesus? Didn't they take him? Hallelujah. before the unrighteous judge. Hallelujah. He said, him that dip with me, him that sup with me, he gonna betray me. Also, friends are going to betray you. But don't put your confidence in nobody but the Lord, because the Lord will see you through. He'll see you through. He'll bring you out, because he has an unchanging hand. His hand never changes. His hand is the same. He said, behold, my hand is not too short that I can't save, neither is my ear heavy that I can't hear. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hey, no more. Hallelujah. That's what he told the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. He said, my hand is not short, neither is my ear heavy. Oh, I bless the Lord for having an outstretched arm. I bless him for having a hand that holds the whole world in his hand. Oh, I bless him for an ear, that attentive ear that he has, because he always hear my cry. Oh, I bless him today. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Woo, Jesus, I bless you today. Oh, I pull another number. But the Lord told me to talk about a time of reflection. Go back and talk about all of these subjects. Did I waste any time? Did I waste any time? Lord, did I not say what you said? I didn't preach all these messages. We had so many speakers on this line. I got a list of all of our speakers. I got a log of everybody that speaks. If you call me 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll boot up this computer and I'll go to my log and I'll see who spoke on such and such thing. And I can tell you the message, and I can tell you where to go find it in the archives. So if I can keep a record like that, imagine what God's record is like, Sister Ruby. Oh, I bless him today. I bless him today. I'm going to open up the line. We had about 7 or 8 calls on the line. Near them fell off. It's all right. I hope they go back in the archives. Hallelujah. I hope they go back and hear it, because the Lord is speaking today. This ain't Sister Adrian. This is the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Ruby. The lines is open. Anybody want to comment? I got to call it quits. And you don't want to stop that. The Lord has spoken. And the word, the song said, let the church say amen. Glory to God. Oh, I need some water now. God bless you today. Bless you, Sister Ruby. I thank God for Sister Ruby.
Praise
and
the Lord.
And I want you all to continue to pray for Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby don't like, she don't like her business being made known at all. You know, but God knows all of our business. Amen. And I tell you, she haven't been on the line in a little while. But Sister Ruby supports this ministry. She supports this broadcast. And I just have to salute you today, Sister Ruby. I didn't know you were going to be on the line. But God knows you were on this line today. You know, Moshaya. And I want to tell our listeners, hallelujah, this ain't Sister Ruby, but I just feel led of the Spirit to say this. Sister Ruby has been faithful to this ministry. Hallelujah. She's been faithful to this ministry. Hallelujah. And you know what? When the Lord, gave me the opportunity to get on this blog talk, I seen what the cost was, and I said, well, Lord, I can handle that. That ain't nothing. But the Lord put it in Sister Ruby's heart. Hallelujah. She got put it in our heart to cover this broadcast every month. And Sister Ruby, I know you don't want me to say this, but the Lord knew you was going to be on this line today. And I tell you, she have did it faithfully. She give, put the money there in advance. And next month will be 12 months we have been on this line. Sister Ruby, whether you see her on this line or not, every month she calls Evangelist Benoit, Evangelist Adrian, Sister Adrian. She said, here's the money for the broadcast. I've never seen it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord, I got to see this because the Lord wants you to know, Sister Ruby. Oh, hallelujah. That he has a record on you. Oh, God. God seen every month. And even 2 and 3 months you have paid for this broadcast in advance. I know the Messiah. The Lord said he see your record. I know the Messiah. And what I love about it is the Bible says obedience, Sister Doris, is better than sacrifice. So even the money that Sister Ruby has invested in this ministry, the Lord honoring her obedience. Because she said the Lord told her to take that off of my plate. Ah, hallelujah. That's a lot of things she took off my plate. Hallelujah. But I tell you, she said the Lord told her. And when you honor and you do what the Lord has told you to do, he said, don't even bring your sacrifice. Don't bring the money if you don't obey me. He said, I want you to obey me. So Sister Ruby obeyed the voice of God. And that's why she has a reward, because of her obedience. She said it, even if she get angry and get upset, guess what? She couldn't stop giving the offering that God told her to give. Now, don't tell me it ain't God. Don't tell me God won't wake you up all time of night and give you specific instructions. And if you follow what God says, there's a blessing for you. So, Sister Ruby, even when you alone, and I know you're still grieving, but God has his hands on you. Ah, hallelujah. And guess what? The devil and all of his imps can't consume you. Hallelujah, because God got a hedge about you. He said, I cover those that are mine. Ah, the blood of Jesus is around your property. The blood of Jesus is around your vehicle. The blood of Jesus is around you everywhere you go. Ah, hallelujah, so the enemy can't take you out because it ain't time yet. Ah, you still got a work to do. Hallelujah, you still are a chosen vessel. Hallelujah, God ain't through with you yet. Yeah, you know, Messiah. Hallelujah, so I'm going to Sister Ruby. She's going to be mad with me later. Don't get mad with me, don't get mad with the Lord, because the Lord knew you was here today. And the Lord told me, hey, I wasn't even going to go here. But as I call on your name, he said, tell it. I know she don't want it told, but he said, tell it. So you gotta go to the Lord, Sister Ruby. Don't get angry with me. Just take it to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I just, you know what, as long as Jesus Christ get the glory, you know, and I just thank him for the broadcast on, even though, like you say, I'm come on and don't come on. It's all about me and him, but he told me that this was good ground.
And
I said, Lord, I thank you. And he had you to tell me all of your business about the how you got it in the broadcast, not knowing that he had already put it in my spirit. To take it, the load off of you, no matter how I felt, no matter what I felt in the flesh or natural or didn't come on or whatever, but he said that broadcast must go forth. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure everybody else gave, but I just thank Jesus Christ that he gets the glory and he gets the praise and just a vessel to be used of the Lord. So pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I bless you. Thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now you heard, she said, the Lord said, this is good ground. So the Lord, and as I look back and I'm reflecting, because the Lord said to reflect, a time of reflection, when I look back, I begin to look at the stat sheets, and I see all the people that have listened to this broadcast, I'm amazed. Not amazed at what God is doing, but amazed at the people that God have allowed us to connect with. Sometimes people are at work, and they're on their computers, and they're listening to this broadcast live. We have more people listening in on the archive. That means at the live broadcast. Then after that, after the day is gone, it may be in the wee, wee hours of the morning, people go back and they can listen to this broadcast. Look at the gifting and the creativity God has given man. We didn't have this years ago. It would have cost me hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars to be on the air 90 minutes and then get another extra hour, and then people can go back and listen to the show later. God is a good God. Amen. Evangelist Doris, oh, I bless, and I thank God for Evangelist Doris. She didn't start out with us. She started out a little late. But let me tell you, I'm reminded what Jesus said. He that come late, and he that come early, he said, y'all going to receive the just reward. Amen. So she started out a little bit later, but she has been faithful to this ministry and this broadcast and has brought other people on. And we thank God for her. I know she's been missing in action like a lot of us. But let's not close out this year. Let's not close out this year without reverencing God. Let's not close out this year without reflecting on what God has done for us from December last year to December this year, from January 2012 to January 2013. I just believe that the God that I trust, he's going to allow me to cross over. And I'm going to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll be doing his work. So Evangelist, God bless you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, Sister Ruby. Thank you. I miss everybody. Thank you. I'm so happy to be on. I've been blessed when I discovered this line, this ministry, through Sister Dorothy, and I've just been blessed. The realm of word and the Bible study and all the encouragement, the prayers is just amazing. And I made a mistake to reduce my minutes. So when I'm not in the shop, I cannot get on. I made a big mistake reducing my minutes. I don't like wasting money. I just feel like the company is making too much money on me, and I don't want to pay cancellation fee. I reduced my minutes to 450, so I can't even call if I'm not here. But
wow.
Yes, it's not a good move. I'm going to have to go change it. But God is definitely on the throne in my life. My husband and I will be going through a lot, but we are not carrying that cross. We have left all our burdens on the cross of Jesus. So we just pray every day. We just, you know, give him all the glory, and we look up to him for everything. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next week. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. I text your husband. He didn't respond. I said, Lord, where's the men? We need some men on this line before the year closed out, and even the other prophet texted him. So then I've been texting people and keeping in touch and everything, and I know we are all going through some troubling times in our finances and in our business and in our affairs, but guess what? We need to look up because a brighter day is coming. Ah, they have a pastor sing, there's a brighter day somewhere. So, you know, we got to look up because God, he's not through with us, Evangelist Doris, Sister Ruby. And I know it's been trying time in our finances and this going on and that's going on. But God always remembers us. He remembers us. And it's time to pull back. I usually get this NBA package, and I've been getting the NBA package for 10 years. And this is the first year that I didn't get NBA. And I was telling my grandson last night, I said, he said, Granny, this your first time not getting it. I said, yeah, you know, things is kind of tight. I said, but you know what? I miss being able to see my favorite teams and my favorite games. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to open up a door, and I'm going to get this NBA package before this season is over with and even before the year out. So I pulled back on some things, and even, you know, I said, you know, the conference coming up, you know, usually I'd be the got out and got me a new outfit or something, but I haven't even been able to do that. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, all these clothes in this closet, I got clothes at my niece's house, clothes at my granddaughter's house, clothes here. So I said, I got clothes everywhere. I don't need nothing, Lord, but I need more of you. I'm expecting God to do some great things in this conference. I'm expecting healing, deliverance. I'm expecting some souls to go down in Jesus. I'm expecting that. I don't know what y'all expected, but I'm expecting a great camp meeting, a great camp meeting. And I'm expecting some miracles and signs in this meeting. So I'm so excited. I might not be able to sleep until the conference is over with, because I've been getting up early. And I said, Lord, I've been going to bed early, though, a little bit. But I'm just thanking God for what he's doing in our lives, and I just want you all to be encouraged and know that God is not through with us, and God is not a God that hides and not honor his obligations. God is honored. God is obligated to us. As a parent is obligated and responsible for their children, we are children of the King, and our Father, our King, is obligated to us, especially when we live right, especially when we do his will. God is obligated to us. So, you know, ain't no time for us to back up. It's time for us to move forward, Sister Ruby. It's time for us to get busy, Sister Doris. And I know you said, yeah, to change your phone plan, and I respect that. And I know, you know, when you're dealing with minutes, I deal with Metro, so I have a flat rate. I don't have to worry about how long I talk and none of that. It's a flat rate. Hey, amen. So I thank the Lord for that. So I'm going to go to Sister Ruby and ask her to close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord. You know, you don't preach today, Evangelist Bernard. You always you be testifying, but you be preaching. The Lord used you. Hey, before I say a prayer, I have to repent. Lord, I repent before your throne. I can't go further than asking your forgiveness for not doing or not moving the way that you want me to move in the spiritual realm. It's like a lot of times to be in the natural. But I thank you, ask you to forgive me and ask you to not, you know, hinder the prayer for the people. See, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to come forth, and Evangelist Adrian asked me to bring forth the prayer. I don't feel worthy. I just don't, but I repent before I even come before your precious throne that you would enable me to do that. Father, we just thank you this afternoon. We just bless your holy name. We bless you for Evangelist Doris and her husband and family and her starting their ministry or in their ministry. Lord, you know everything about us. You know our uprising and our going down. Lord Jesus, you know just what we stand in need of. And we just thank you that you're so merciful and kind to us, and you let Evangelist Bernard preach today. She always says she's testifying, but she preached. She preached me repentance, Lord. You know, it's just a blessing because you wanted to touch the word, to touch our heart, and to look in the mirror and see ourselves. Hallelujah. So I just thank you for the word because it just went all through my heart, my mind, and everything. And you knew that I would be on here today. And this about it. I had to get here to get on the broadcast. Normally I'll hang up when I'm on it because I know Evangelist Bernard will go and say, well, say a prayer, and I didn't feel worthy. But I thank you this afternoon for allowing us to be on this broadcast. It's almost a year that you planted this seed, because this is your ministry and the Vandit Bernard, and you gave her the realm to start this ministry. And it's all about from you, from heaven on down. Not about her, not about our flesh, but it's all about you sending the people, sending the word to your people. Save and unsaved, because all souls are yours, it said the Lord. So we just ask you to bless and keep family members, each and every that's on the archives or whatever they stand in need of, Lord Jesus. You can go where we can't go. And we just ask you to bless, protect, guide, and direct. Bless Evangelist Bernard. You know what she stands in need of, Lord Jesus. Take more responsibility off her. Slide it up so that you can give it to your saints, that you can put it in their heart to come forth, Lord Jesus, that she can go forth in the way that you would want her to go forth. Equip this broadcast more, that we hear all over the world, that you would lead in God, and Sister Evangelist Dar's grandchildren, them twins, and her daughter, and her husband, and each and everybody in her family, her mother, and each and everyone, everybody's mother, family, children, grandchildren, aunt, uncle, everything. We send a prayer, Lord Jesus, that you watch over, protect them, the blood of Jesus around house. And I thank you that you allowed me to come before you, but I repented before I came before your throne, because we don't want anything to be hindered from your people in this world or in the church and in the church world and in the saints and the evangelists that's on the battlefield, Lord Jesus, all over the nations. Lord, bless them, protect them, and guide them, and bring souls in to the kingdom that your house may be. And we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray for my sister. I meant to say that. She hasn't been on the line this week. I thought she had moved last week, but my mother said she didn't. The place wasn't ready, so she'd been moving yesterday, and I guess some of the day, but and I hadn't seen her on the line, and I called her, and she haven't called me back, Dawn, so continue to pray for her that God will bless her and everything will be lovely and good for her and her son in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. You always pray, and, you know, I thank God because, you know, some people will come to God and won't even repent. You know, they just start praying and know they ain't right. But I like that you repent of whatever it is that you feel the Lord knows what it is.
Yeah.
And before you just come to the Lord any kind of way, that's a beautiful spirit to have. And that's a beautiful way to honor God, because he knows our heart anyway. So we thank you all again. We had about 7 or 8 people on the line. First Lady Adams was on, Minister Cliff, Sister Evangelist Brucilla was on. And another area code, I don't know their number, who they were, area code 209, another area code was on. So we thank God for you all. We didn't see anybody in the chat room today. So God bless you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you on the line on tomorrow. We're talking about a time of reflection. So come on and let us reflect on what God has done for you on this past year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise is what I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord God.
Come on, song. Looks like this.
Open your mouth right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Even when I'm going through,
even when I'm going through,
I finally learned, church.
I learned to worship you.
Yeah, yeah. And I declare,
no master
doesn't even.
Jesus day.
Okay, God bless you. Have a Jesus day. Amen.